We have a lot to talk about today. Dave Kaufman, Catalia, Dan the Turtle Man came over. And then we went outdoors and fondled some animals.
Oh, we saw tons of frogs, and you're scared of frogs.
I want to know.
Mad frogs.
Yeah.
When we went out for lunch, I texted him, and I was like, it's full of frogs.
How did you guys think I was going to act?
Not going to lie. I told you there. I was like, I'm really proud of you, dude. I thought we were going to have to turn around.
Then I did get into a situation
where
the biggest fear, the Cuban tree frog, I had one jump on me. In a normal circumstance, I would have screamed. In this circumstance, when I'm with my boys and I'm a man.
Podcast time!
You're so disgusting.
Welcome back to the Reptiles With Podcast. Listen, I have a new persona. Tino has a new fursona. It's crazy over here. Look. He ain't got shit. He's got no shoes on.
He's got no shoes.
There's a reason for my toes to be out.
Looks yes, homeless. We're going to see that in a little bit. But look, so I have a story.
Okay.
The other day, Chuck and Estrada were having a conversation, and they were saying, they were like, oh, yeah, sunglasses this, sunglasses that. I'm like, man, I don't wear sunglasses. That's lame. And they were like, yeah, I need sunglasses because the sun makes you blind. I didn't know that.
Over time, yeah.
I didn't know that. So now I'm sunglasses Yoshi.
Okay, but where's the sun?
He literally wore them all day long. Yeah, bro. I'm like, what are you doing, where's bro? The sun?
I came
into lights, work. Dude. That's enough.
I came into work the other day like a celebrity. I had a cap on. I had these on. I had a mask on. You couldn't tell who I was.
Who
I was
did
incognito.
I tell you look like?
The guy from ZZ Top?
From ZZ Top. Yes, oh the guitarist.
These
I forget his name.
It's over.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we have a lot to talk about today. A lot happened. Dave Kaufman, Catalia, Dan the Turtle Man came over. We went to my house. We had some nighttime adventures.
Well, not with them.
No, not with them. We went, you know.
They recorded here.
At the shop. Then the four of us went to my house, fondled some animals, and then we went outdoors and fondled some animals.
Yep.
All right.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Fun day.
A lot happened.
A lot day.
A lot day.
A lot day.
A lot day.
Let's start with the beginning. So Dave Kaufman, Catalia, Dan the Turtle Man came to hang out here. Some of them...
No, it wasn't Dan the Turtle Man. It was Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Dan didn't show up. It was Batman.
Yeah, Vengeance was here, which is super weird.
Vengeance.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
He had a clip. He had a hair clip to hold the mask together. Yeah. I was like, yo, how much was this suit? He was like, come on, man. It came from China. I was like, my bad, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, how did you guys feel about the day? I mean, it was longer than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
He really, like, saw a lot of animals and took his time throughout the thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think honestly, I was the one talking, and I do social media here for the most part.
Yeah.
So I'm not the most knowledgeable on the animals. So whenever I didn't know anything, I didn't act like I did. I just called one of y'all motherfuckers. I was like, yo, this thing over here, what did this fucking poodle-looking thing, weird white... dick looking
yeah, actually I was showing him the ivory blue tongue, and he got me in trouble.
Why?
He got me in a little bit of trouble. I was moving it around too much. He said, hold it like a statue. I was like, okay, sir, I'm sorry.
He did that to me every time. I'm like, bro, I'm a shaky dude.
Yeah.
I'm a shaky dude. Sometimes if I gotta do it, I just...
Whoa, buddy, what are we talking about doing?
You should have been like, oh, sorry, this is a live animal. It does what it wants.
No, it was my hand for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we saw a few things. It was cool. It was cool talking to him. I've met him a few times already. When he saw me, he's like, I've seen you somewhere. I was like, I'll talk to you all the time. You won't remember me. It's fine.
Yeah.
Catalia.
He's too famous for you.
Literally. Catalia, this is like the second time I've met her. She's cool.
Yeah.
And Dan, I see him everywhere.
Yeah.
Every fucking where that guy is.
We're
going to
see him more often.
Yeah, we can't say anything about that.
I can't say anything.
No.
Yeah. He'll be visiting a lot.
Okay, there we go.
Hopefully, yeah. Dan's always a good time. He has a lot of energy. He's
a lot of ADHD.
He's everywhere, but also super present. A lot of people that are everywhere, they're never like with you, but he's with you.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah,
cool, it was cool.
Cool people.
It was cool. I gave him some alligator scoots and you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got everybody alligator scoots in for those of you guys
those
that
are
don't
sheds?
Know.
No, they're not sheds.
No, that's a scoot. That's the bone.
Yeah, it's the bone.
They don't shed like that.
Right.
So, well, the scoot is an osteoderm. So it's a bony plate under the scale in the back of the alligator that has two jobs. The first one is armor. So if another alligator the same size tries to bite them, it doesn't allow their teeth to go completely through, and it's also like a solar panel. So for them to bask, they're large animals, so they need to get out of the water. Their scutes heat up with the sun, and then they're connected to nerves and veins and things like that, and then they get all that warm energy throughout the rest of the body. So that's what those things do. That's why they have all the crevices very, very cool. And an alligator could actually bite another one, peel a scoot out, and the alligator that gets a scoot out will be completely fine. So... very, very cool.
It was very cool.
It came from an alligator that undug. Mm. So very, very cool.
Undug.
Undug, whatever. Is that the word?
Digged?
Undigged.
I got the word, guys. Fuck it. I'm going to get these glasses back on. I'm a new person right now. Digged.
Digged. Yeah, but yeah. That was cool.
Yeah,
at your house, dude. You got stuff outside, dude.
You know, look, I find it funny, the ongoing fucking Yoshi keep shit in racks. Listen.
It is funny.
You need to put a little...
He had a blue tongue outside.
Oh, my God. You guys need to put a little respect on the name.
No, yeah, for real.
I need respect on the name.
I do like the stuff you
I've been
outside.
Keeping shit outside since 2015, since I started.
What a liar.
What do you mean?
Turtles.
And tortoises.
Yeah, of course.
And some lizards.
Technically,
lizards since 2015?
Savannah monitor. Technically, the turtles are still in tubs.
Oh, my God. Tino, thank you for saving that.
Yes, you're welcome.
Outdoors, I've kept Savannah monitors. I've kept some blue tongues. I have kept blue tongues outdoors before.
Don't come to me with that bullshit.
I have. In Miami, yeah. I've kept...
They would have cooked. They could never survive.
You're so dumb. Girdled lizards. African girdled lizards. The ones that you've had... Yeah. I've kept those outside. Actually, under a patio, I've kept Central American geckos.
Banded geckos?
Yeah, banded geckos.
I don't believe you.
Oh, my God. It's the truth.
Bro, you're a tubber,
and
dude.
Sulcata,
oh, my God.
Redfoot.
Listen, whatever. So we went to my house. You guys got to fondle my snakes, fondle my aloe. What was the coolest thing that you guys saw at my house?
Honestly, I found a dead beetle outside. That was fire. I kept that shit too. I was like, hey, you're coming home with me.
That's fire. Yeah.
Aloe's dope though. It's always great seeing aloe.
So yeah. Between the brittles and aloe. So aloe because I have one and mine is tiny in comparison.
Yeah,
so
it is, buddy.
So I'm like, fuck. Like, I can't wait. But then the brittles is like, oh, this boy really did it.
Yeah,
they're
out
here and then they get to climb. I literally grabbed them. They were hiding and I was like, no, not
dude,
on the ground.
They're really tame.
And then I put them on the branches and they started climbing. I was like, yeah, do the thing.
Do the thing. Do this.
Yeah.
And you know what the best part is that you leave them alone and they just come straight back down. It just, that's what they like to do. They're habitual like that. Is that a word? Did I use that correctly?
Yeah, I don't know if you used it correctly, but
they do habits.
Sunglasses back on.
The brettles do habits. Yeah, no. So it's cool because, you know, I see them in different parts of the day and I see them doing a lot of the same activities. And the male and the female that live together, even they do different activities. You know, they're not obviously from each other. They're not always together. They do give each other their own space. The male has its own hide. The female has its own hide. They have two different arboreal hides. The female comes out every morning when I get up to check my animals outside. She's always at the top of the cage that there's a little bit of light that comes in, and she's always up there basking towards the end of the – I mean, then middle of the day comes when it gets the hottest. She goes to her hide. The male comes out a little bit, and then at night they're just both out, you know, wild and hanging out.
That's so
I feel like those are your favorite animals you keep outside.
My favorite animals I keep outside – they are the most unique animals that I keep outside.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people keep different iguanas outside. So for me, aloe being outside, I'm like, okay, this is like a normal thing for me to do. Cool animal for sure. The fact that she's okay with me, she lets me hold her, and she's just calm like that, dope. Turtles, I mean, I've kept turtles outside for a long time. And so, yeah, definitely the brettles, I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. Not many people get to experience that.
Yeah.
And I think, like, from what you said, I'm about to attack you a little bit.
Fuck.
But listen. What you just talked about, the habit.
Yeah.
It goes into the little hide. Yeah. It gets out of the hide. It does the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Ball pythons in the wild do the same exact
thing. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Trust me. I've seen the racks in Africa. I've seen them.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All of those animals, like, people try to be like, nah, they live in termite mounds. There's multiple snake species that live very similarly throughout the entire fucking world.
Yeah.
So it's like... That's what it is. Yeah. And that's how you find them as well.
Bro, we went to our friend Tyler's house. I know he's going to listen to this, so shout out to Tyler. He sucks.
I love you, Tyler. I'll beat your ass, though.
Yeah. And he has blue tongues in some, like, 4x2 enclosures. And the whole time, Chuck was like, oh, wow, so they have UV? Oh, wow, so they do this? Fucking roasting me the
and
whole time.
And then Tyler said, yeah, sometimes they come out and bask. I was like, no way, they don't bask. No way. They live in tubs. They don't bask.
Yeah.
But then you got to see my blue tongue outside.
Yeah, I did. I was unexpected. I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
that is a very special animal that I can't talk too much about. But That's outside. Crested geckos outside.
Yeah.
It can't happen
that.
Here.
I got that.
Yeah, but it can't happen here. What are you talking about? Yeah,
I got that, bro.
It's impossible. It's too hot.
Yeah. Nah, I got that too, buddy. I got two. I got two outside.
Yeah.
Fire.
Oh, you know what I have to say on the podcast? What? My fucking day gecko enclosure.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, if you guys have anybody, if you guys keep anything outside and you guys have anybody that does your lawn, make sure they're careful around your cages because my lawn dude completely destroyed my day gecko reptibreeze. So they're all for sale now.
Yeah, no, they got away. There's a new population.
Yeah, yeah. It's my fault.
No, nah, just kidding. He got them. He got them.
But he got them all. I came here. I was like, oh my God, he has all of them in little cups.
That happened to me too. It was my mom. When I lived with my mom, she cut right through that beach. They didn't get out because it was like at the bottom.
Yeah.
But I was like, yo, what the fuck? Mm. But yeah, be careful with that shit. Careful with this shit outside.
Yep.
I'm trying to see what else. What else happened?
We saw the. I mean, you guys got to see. You guys didn't see any fucking reef turtles. They were all the way in the bottom.
Yeah,
I've seen them before, though. I love them. Honestly, they're a contender for a possible turtle I might get.
Whoa, yeah, Eric, you can talk. Say something, bro. He's over there pointing at fucking Tino.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I was just saying, you make sure he gets a turtle at some point.
Yeah,
I love.
I'll give him one. Cool. I have some right now.
I can't.
No, he said one of the ones that he would get. Not your fucking lame ass three stripes, right? We'll get there.
I can do like the three shapes. But for me, like my favorite turtle is the Indian spotted. So amazing, gorgeous turtles. Fire. Amazing turtles. But they get kind of big. They get on the bigger side, like about that big. And I'm like, it's a little too big. I can't really house that right now.
That's basic.
But a Reeves turtle, I'm like, that seems pretty cool. Especially the all black ones. Better. I posted with one on Instagram when I went over. But it was like, that is so, the whole thing is black. The eyes are black. The toes are black. All of it. I'm like, that's so cool. So cool.
Rock and roll. Eric, what was your favorite thing?
Yosh's house?
Yeah.
Aloe. I love aloe.
You held her
so
for a minute,
much.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that? I mean, I disappeared when you guys were holding her. How was that?
We were just chilling.
She doesn't do anything. She just vibes.
We're talking about our love for iguanas.
I am always back and forth if I want an iguana or not because I have a Chinese water dragon.
Uh-huh.
And he fulfills that niche in my heart. But aloe's special. The fact that they'll just sit there and you can pet them.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's been so hot. I am surprised how calm she was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a testament to, I guess, like some of the work that I've been able to do with her. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we do anything that we want to take her out to do stuff, I know that you had asked me one time, how is she? And I was like, she's okay, but she gets a little skittish. I was surprised that she was just calm.
Yeah,
she's smart. So,
did we pass the 1 year with her?
Yeah. Because it happened at Daytona.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. Yeah.
Whenever I hear stuff like that about the heat and then being a little extra, it's all bullshit. You just got to work with that animal at that temperature as well.
You know what I...
Dude, your dogs are disgusting.
We'll talk about them in a little bit.
Yeah.
Showing them for free on here.
Yeah, he already did.
Yeah, I'm not here, bro. I'll say why they're so dirty, though. Yeah, don't roast yet.
I see her... Is that... What I've noticed is that they get a little extra when it's hot, when there's food around.
Yeah, for sure.
They're hungry. It's
they're burning that shit.
Yeah.
How often do you feed her?
I try to offer her something pretty often in small amounts, and then I'll give her some big meals like 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, I don't know how to feed mine just yet. Yeah. It's fat.
Hmm. Yeah. But the thing is, what I've been... I used to be very strict with diet schedules, keeping animals outside. In my opinion, it doesn't always work like that because you have to watch the animals.
You gotta watch the body type. Yep.
Yeah. Like make sure. Yeah, exactly.
If it's burning it enough, all that stuff.
Exactly. And then obviously, once it gets colder, you're feeding a lot less. You're probably not feeding much of anything.
Yeah.
You know? So it varies. Nobody said anything about these desert iguanas. Desert iguanas are cool.
They were cool, but they don't do shit.
So they don't do shit. No, they really don't.
I love them. I love the desert iguanas.
They're cool.
Amazing
they're
species.
Amazing where they at.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
you're
they're
right.
Cool.
You're right.
Like, they're cool to watch. It's an animal you want to watch.
Yeah.
But like the brettles and aloe is something that you can hold and like, is the thing.
Yeah. There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. Okay. There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee, all right? We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today.
We semi-herped.
How is that semi?
Bro, we were like in somewhere within the city. You haven't gone anywhere outside of it just yet. Once you go outside, you're going to know it's outside, dude.
Yeah. We saw lights. There was a freaking school.
Yeah. Come on, dog.
Nobody's gonna know. There's some. You actually, you're right. There are no schools in Florida.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah,
we, now you guys know exactly where it was.
Nah, but we saw a few things. We saw a few things. So you had never seen three stripes in the wild before,
correct?
And I literally said, "Oh, we can go see that right now."
Yep.
And then we went out, and what's the first thing we saw?
Three stripes. Yeah, we saw three stripes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Chuck color. Really knew a spot.
Come on, man. But what did you think of
the three stripes or the whole adventure?
The three stripes.
Okay,
so seeing them, coloration. I don't know much about them.
Yeah. Like you do. So striped mud turtles for me are the turtle species that I started with. They are my favorite species of turtle. One for nostalgia, but also I think that they're personable. They're perfect size for a pet, and I mean it's a beautiful animal. The color. What I've noticed with a couple of people that I talk to, people that, you know, go outside a lot, like specifically in the Everglades, even out west, and then now here, is that there are not only phases of colors, like we have the blonde phase, but there's even more specific things that some people have noticed in different localities. And something that I noticed where we were at is how dark their bellies were. Where the shell itself, the top of it, I mean, it's regular three stripe that you'd expect in the wild. Just because, I mean, it's you know, it wants to be murky. You know, the stripes themselves are not very prominent. But specifically, the plastron itself was so black. And then the ones that the little bit of color that did show, it was like red. That was cool. I like turtles.
So that's the first thing we saw. And then in the same spot, we saw the banded water snake.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
it was so red in coloration. Hyper red. Yeah. I love when I find those. Those are so freaking cool.
Do you think it's because it was so young? Or you think that... No,
the young ones are black and red.
I've seen black and red babies.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the babies are black and red. That happens quite often. There's some localities that happens more often than
it could
others.
Just be a hypomelanistic.
Yeah, it's technically... Not exactly. There's a hypo that's like... That one had a little bit more texture to it, mm-hmm. like some darks. The hypo is like just red.
Okay.
And then very minimal markings. But something along those lines of some weird coloration. Like, you can find them like almost completely black sometimes.
Yeah.
There was like one of the ones.
The actual ones we saw, yeah.
I don't know if it's the one that you guys let go when I swam like across me or the one that I jumped the fence for, but one of them didn't have any bands.
Yeah, no.
Like it was just dark. Completely, it's just variable. It doesn't matter. There's not a rule to them.
Yeah,
they just look very different wherever you go. Then we saw the one chasing the frog, leopard frog.
Yeah.
So last time I went with Daniel, there was a leopard frog. It jumped into the water, and the snake just caught it quickly. Yeah. This time I just saw the water, and I told you, I was like, that looks like something.
Yeah,
like
there was a lot of movement. Yeah.
There's a lot of movement. So I jumped the fence. I walk, and then a frog jumped, and wherever it jumped, the water snake just showed up. I didn't know where the fuck it came from. It just showed up right in front of it, and then the frog was a little bit more ahead, but it didn't get it. I tried to record it. But.
Yeah. I mean, did you get some cool footage?
Yeah, I got some decent stuff. Mm-hmm. Decent. Yeah. I just, like, at night, it's hard to get the right lighting and stuff to get, like, good content. So a lot of times I just record for myself. Like, oh, shit, I saw this.
Yeah,
and then... we saw tons of frogs, and you're scared of frogs.
I want to know.
Mad frogs.
Yeah.
You know, when we went out for lunch, I texted him, and I was like, it's full of frogs.
Yeah. I texted back and said, perfect.
I wasn't surprised that how many frogs are. I want to know how you guys thought I would react. Oh, rather, for people that are new here, I'm terrified of frogs and toads. Like, scared. Like, how people are with, like, spiders and arachnophobia. Like that. How did you guys think I was gonna act?
Not gonna lie, I told you there. I was like, I'm really proud of you, dude. I thought we were gonna have to turn around. I thought we were gonna have to leave. Yeah. As soon as you saw like a couple frogs across the road, we were gonna have to leave.
I thought you were gonna trip and want to turn around, and I wasn't gonna. Okay. Yeah. And it's like you either follow, or you go stay in the dark, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think at the only point that I would have said no, I don't want to do that, is if we had gone in the water at night.
I wanted to. I literally looked at my jeans. I was like, fuck, dude.
Yeah. That is it, but it's not so much about the frog thing, more that like I personally don't feel like I have the skill set to do that. I don't know what I'm looking at. I don't know. I don't recognize some of these things. I don't know if I'm in danger. I don't know if I'm not in danger. Like, and I also don't really have good balance. Mm. You know, so I don't know how that would have gone for me.
I literally like no shoes.
Yeah, there you go.
I got no shoes because I went into the water to get the three stripes for these guys because they didn't want to get their feetsies wet. And then I just got, like, I don't want to put my shoes on. That's a waste of time. So I just literally grabbed them, and I just walked around barefoot.
There you go.
Whole trail.
Yeah.
Stepped on a few frogs.
Yeah.
Got some mad ants. My toes. Yeah. Ants bit my toes. Got in the water. It was pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely was scared. I mean, I was like tripping out in my head more than anything. And it wasn't that I was scared. I knew there was going to be frogs there. So that for me in my head was like, you put yourself in this situation, that's gone. You know, these are things that I processed, right? Yeah. It was more like, what happens if one's on me and I know that I wasn't going to go and touch one? So those are the two scenarios. I'm like, well, I'm not going to touch one. And what happens if it's in my direction? What do I do? Tino helped me a lot because he was pushing a lot of the frogs away, which I would always think, I'm like, thank you, Tino. But then I did get into a situation where the biggest fear, the Cuban tree frog, I had one jump on me, which in a normal circumstance, I would have screamed. In this circumstance, when I'm with my boys and I'm a man, I honestly just, how do you say, I didn't see it. Because we were looking, it was on the sketchy bridge.
Yeah, the sketchy bridge.
And we were looking in one direction, and I had a feeling. I was like, damn, dude, like, there's a lot of holes on this bridge. Anything could be there. Yeah. But I was like, I'm just in the moment. I wanted to be present. And then I felt it on me. I just felt it. I reacted, and because I had a hook, I reacted, and as I reacted, I looked down and I saw it. But before I got to it, I mean, I touched it with the hook, and it fell down.
Yeah.
And that's as fast as it was. And I turned around and I said, Eric, I gotta fucking go.
Funny story to that. So the other day, I was leaving work, and I decided, like, I haven't been in the woods. I need to. Like, I literally told Kara, I was like, yo, I'm going to the woods. So I went. On my drive there, I saw a corn snake on a branch. Uh-huh. I got the corn snake. I brought it out to the woods so it wasn't near the road. Did a little video, released it, and then I decided to walk the trail. Mm. So I'm walking the trail, bro. There's the beetle I posted. There's tons of things moving around, you know. And as I'm walking, this grasshopper is flying, and it lands on my knee, but, like, my hand's going at the same time. So I felt it, and I freaked. Uh-huh. When I freaked, I don't know why, I went to, like, push down on it or something with my other hand, and I hit my balls.
No!
Yeah, bro, I literally went, boop, boop. To the ground, dude. Just to the ground. I was like, fuck, dude. Grasshopper playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely had a good time. Like, it was great. We've been saying that we needed to do that for a long time. Mm-hmm. Today was a perfect opportunity. You know, Eric finally had the day off. Eric,
yeah,
what was your favorite part, man? Talk to us.
Yeah.
Reptiverse, senor.
Well, first things first, I woke up without an alarm clock.
Hey. Would you say you woke up quick at about noon? Just thought that you had to be in Compton soon?
Straight up. I had a very chill morning. Compton? I got to hang out with my dad for a little bit before he left for work, not to get milk like you guys.
He doesn't come back with it. It's crazy.
Love my dad. Cleaned my turtles, and then finishing up, the Kaufman stuff happened, and then, well, I'm up there today. And it was fun going herping. At the time, I was like, oh, I'm going to get dirty. And I did get dirty. But it was worth it because I saw three stripes. It's not the first time for me, but it's a three stripe, man.
Yeah, that was still.
It's dope.
It's your favorite turtle.
I'm going to get dirty.
What my highlight was the water snakes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I've never seen water snakes in the wild before, at least being able to touch
them. Whoa, really?
I've only seen one at the Central Florida Zoo.
I didn't know that.
No, that was the first
time. I would say water snakes are my number one. I always see water snakes.
I love them so
much. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was your lifer on your hands.
Oh, we also saw Nick is Dino Dragons.
Yeah,
he
is. I thought it was just Nick likes spaghetti.
That's his personal. Oh. You're putting his personal out there.
You do like spaghetti.
Yeah, he did like spaghetti. But that was his first armadillo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's never seen it. I'm like, really?
Hialeah boy, never seen it. Oh, there's no armadillos down there.
Oh, you saw a gator too.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, we did see a gator.
I'm very proud of my gator.
You did find the gator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he found a gator. Like,
yo, Eric was going crazy finding fucking eyes.
Yeah. Rockets in the woods too.
Oh, yeah.
I will say me and Eric were going at it.
Yeah.
I was finding the reps and he was finding the eyes.
Yeah.
What did you think of the habitat?
Okay, so I don't know if it's because I'm from Miami, but I have an affinity for water. Specifically, like, just aqua life. And so I like to see, I loved seeing the stream. I don't want to like say too much and give something away. I loved seeing the stream and that it was like the pace that it had brushing against the aquatic plants. And I was just like, dude, like I was telling Eric that one of my actual dreams is to have a creek like that in my house. So that, like, I mean, I don't even know if I'd put like turtles in it. It's just, there was a guy once when I was buying one of my first sulcatas that I went to his house, and in his house, like, his whole backyard was pretty much just a giant pond. And I was like, I didn't even think something like that was possible. So I've always had it in my head. I'm like, dude, if I just had like a stream and then like just like, I don't know, like plant life and stuff like that. So that was cool for me because it was just more like brain stuff that, yeah, I was like,
and you could see through it, all the plants.
Yeah. The water being so clear, and it was cool. It was cool.
Yeah, I thought you kept mentioning it. That's why I mentioned it, because that's the mud turtle habitat right there.
Yeah,
that is insane, bro. Like,
yeah, the amount of something that I specifically, since I've been keeping mud turtles the whole time that I've bred reptiles, and something that I've always had issues with is the amount of water that you need for that species of turtle versus the height of the water. Because you don't want something super deep. It's not that they won't utilize it. They're not, I don't want to say that they're not the best swimmers, but
they're a lot like snapping turtles.
Yeah, they'll definitely go down at the bottom and they bring up the muck.
They come out and bass, but they're not like terrapins or sliders. Swimming around, bassing on top of the water.
Exactly. It's not the same. The ponds that I have them in right now, like, I wouldn't even want to have them in that kind of pond. I've kept them in another enclosure that I built that was a little bit shorter, but it was wider. And then the way that pond was is that it would pump out water into a different pond, and then which was deep as fuck, where I had my sliders, and then water, it would suck that water to a bioactive filter that I had, and then run straight back into the three-striped enclosure, so it was a stream. You know, and that's how I like to keep them. It just hardened the style of like enclosures that I have now. So it definitely gave me ideas for just like the future and stuff like that. I just got to build back that three-striped colony. Hell yeah, man.
I thought you were going to poke some plants there, too.
No.
You saw mad plants, so you were like, I love these.
Yeah.
I thought so, too. I thought you were.
As long as you propagate properly.
That was a thing. Like, I knew I wasn't going to do it right. No. I knew I wasn't going to do it right, and I was like, oh, I could use that. But yeah, I'm also like, I don't know.
We saw the gars, the Florida gars.
Yeah.
He saw the little catfish.
Yeah.
He saw a little catfish, the little Pleco. You saw that thing? That was a little bit bigger. Last time we saw one this big, bro.
Yeah.
So tiny. But yeah, that's a good experience there for what native wildlife is.
Definitely.
People have found. Never mind. I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
it's too specific. People will know.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, before we move on from this and get into some things that we haven't done in a couple weeks, Tino said you wanted to ask me something.
I have a question. Yeah. So I have a Save the Dinos shirt, and I wanted to ask. So you guys have seen the movies, right?
Like, what movies?
The Jurassic World.
Oh, okay. Guys have seen so the movies, right?
For context, they were going to, a volcano was going to blow up this island, Isla Sorna, Isla Nublar, where the dinosaurs came back. And at the end of the second movie, he's deciding whether or not to save the dinosaurs or not. They go through this whole ethical conundrum of, like, extinct animals have no rights, whatever, whatever, whatever. They're not even real dinosaurs. They're mutations, monsters, whatever, whatever, whatever. I wanted to ask you guys if you guys would kill the animals.
If I would kill the animals?
Yeah. If you, like, let them die, and or at the end, when I think the main character girl, she was, like, open the thing to let them free. Obviously, don't let
major
animals into any ecosystem.
Yeah.
But in the sense of, like, allowing them to survive.
Ooh. That was fast.
I knew he would. I knew he would. I was like, because I was picking out a shirt for today, and I was like, oh, I haven't worn the shirt in a minute. And then I was like, I'm going to ask Chuck this question. I know his answer.
I'd kill him.
Yeah, you'd kill him.
I'll keep one for myself or something.
So wait, what are the options? It's either kill him or...
Let them loose.
Or we can go ahead and like try to transport them, put them in like a zoological institution. Like a zoo type
thing. No, you had to let them loose. There was no time.
In that situation.
Yeah. You had to let them loose.
Oh, if it was a choice between letting them loose and killing them? Because
there were two options. They went to the island and they brought some animals out. And then the intention was to, well, to put them into like good institutions, but really they were just trying to sell them.
Well, releasing them is never the answer.
Releasing them is never the answer.
You heard that? Releasing them is never the answer.
Never, ever, ever.
The thing is that when you go ahead and put them into captivity, you put them in a zoological institution, there's always risk that they can get out. Always. So is it worth it? Is it worth to keep the animals alive? Keep
of the species. You can't keep all of them, first of all. It's impossible. There was too fucking many.
I was literally on a freaking island.
I would kill a lot of them.
No hesitation.
Personally. Chuck's like,
I mean, I would have to kill a lot. Bro, like, the wildlife that lives now is what's important for the ecosystem. They're going to destroy the whole ecosystem. So if you let them loose, they kill every other animal.
Russia needs, like, mammoths now, right?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
They're trying to recreate mammoths.
Bro, hold up. My boy just found flamingos in Tampa.
Why?
The flamingos are back.
Crazy.
They're back, dude. They went extinct in the 1950s, and now they're back.
That's crazy.
They were in the South Florida area for a minute. Now they're starting to move up. They're fucking back.
Flamingos is a weird one for me. Because I'm like, are they African? I want to say that they're African.
Are you stupid?
But Florida has flamingos.
Yeah. Are you stupid?
But they're not the same.
No.
Florida has its own flamingos.
Yeah, they're called American. Their own they're flamingos. Called American
That's
flamingos.
That's so weird to me.
American flamingos and then greater flamingos are the ones in Africa.
That's so odd to me.
How is that odd?
I don't know. Because Florida also has like the spoonbills. And what that about basically it? Looks like a flamingo.
The niche is different, though.
Yeah, but it's basically a flamingo.
No.
Yeah. Weird beak, pink, has two legs, wings. Bird.
This guy.
That's a flamingo.
This guy.
I tell someone pink bird, they're going to say flamingo. All of them.
Yeah.
Spoonbill is a pink bird. It's a flamingo.
No.
It's the same shit.
Colors don't make the bird, dude. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't know. Right. I'm not a bird person. I like reptiles.
Now, I have to ask you something, Tino.
Yes, what's the question?
Can you tell them your ass story?
My ass story. Oh, yes, I can.
This is a transitional comedy piece.
This is actually an old-ass story, too. So, I'm driving to work. I'm taking, like... I'm not taking the highways. I'm taking, like, the main road, right? I'm driving. I need to get into the left lane. This truck behind me does not want to let me through. So, I have the signal on. I'm like, let me through. I eventually just work my way in there. There was enough space. I didn't hit him. Nothing like that. I wasn't that close. But I knew he wasn't wanting to let me through. So I go in. All of a sudden, he rides up on the median to get in front of me. I am the bitch that I am. I'm like, absolutely not. Not going to happen. So I start to ride the guy in front of me so that he can't get in. Hey, pause. And yes, I was a little bit of an asshole. Oh, well. You know, it was not cause for him to then follow me all the way to work. Follow me all the way to work, stopping in front of me, trying to get out of his car, trying to get me to get out of my car. And I'm like, no, this isn't happening. My pride is not this big. I don't care about you right now, dude. I got to go to work. So I'm going. I pull into the plaza where I'm supposed to go to work. He pulls up in front of me, stops the car, gets out of his car, and I'm not having it. I roll down the window, pull out my knife that I keep in my car, and I'm like, get back in your car. I'm not playing around. He eventually gets so mad, he gets back in his car. I'm guessing the knife scared him off. This is a bigger dude, and I'm not one to fight random people that I just met. You know, I don't know if he's got a gun, whatever. I'm like, no, I'm ending this right now. Go back in your car. So, he gets back in his car. I pull into work. I pull into the back. I go into the shop, and I check the cameras, because I'm like, I wonder. I check the cameras for the back of the shop. I see his truck there, and it's zooming off, right? So I'm like, I wonder. So I go out to check out my car. There's a spilled drink all over it, and he keyed the side door with ass. It wasn't even that good a job. You can barely see it. You guys saw it. It's like little hairlines.
Saw it. I'm sorry.
No, because you guys didn't say anything about it until I brought it up.
He's an artist, bro.
You guys didn't say anything until I brought it up.
Yeah. No.
And then all of a sudden, you guys look at it and you're like, oh, I see it. But if he did a good job, it would have just been ass. And you'd be like, what happened?
If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that 1% of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description. We're going to get back into our reaction to some reels, and then we're going to read some comments and shit like that we haven't done in a couple weeks, but we're back in the swing of things. Also, if you're on Facebook, check out the Reptiles with Squad. That is our Facebook group. Hopefully, we'll be uploading that.
Also, if you're going to be an AminoCon, I'm not going to be an AminoCon, but that guy right there.
This is coming out after AminoCon.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
If you
How was it?
Yeah.
I saved it, dude.
You saved it. You did it.
Oh, fuck.
You had a good time, dude.
All right, let's fucking watch these things.
Oh, guys. Ow, that hurts really bad. But that is Gecko, or the Tokay Gecko. One of the largest geckos in the entire world. And I really underestimated that jaw pressure. This gecko is locked right in on me. This is a nocturnal species of gecko that's from Southeast Asia. And I'm in the Keys in Florida right now and I caught one, letting you know that this is invasive. And this is a very tough situation that I'm not sure how I'm going to get out of because this really hurts. I mean, this makes snakes look like nothing.
How do we feel?
I mean,
Tokay Gecko bite.
Yeah.
They bite.
As a content creator, like just seeing the fake, I'm just like,
oh, okay.
I actually like Cave'n Wildlife.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying anything bad about him, but whenever you watch, like whenever I watch those videos, I'm just like,
I like his excitement. He gets really excited.
I just, yeah.
Was he the one that we watched that he saw the fucking, yeah, okay.
The pine snake,
yeah.
Like he gets really excited and those things are exciting, but like things like that is just like,
I would never want to get bit by that.
A Tokay?
Yeah. That sounds like a bad time. I don't want to get bit by anything, if I'm being honest with you. So that's just a me thing.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, other than crocs. It's kind of whatever. Yeah.
Other than crocodilians or the croc monitor. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm losing whatever it's biting.
Tell me something that you spent way too much money on, but don't regret it at all because it's freaking sick.
I've said so many times before that diamond carpets need to be bred more often.
Yeah.
People need to keep more diamond carpets. They are gorgeous animals. They're better than any ball python anybody could ever have. They're better than any green sea python anybody could ever have.
They don't have to
they
be
are
in tubs.
Absolutely gorgeous. They don't have to be in tubs. They're interactive. They get a really decent size.
That's your goal.
They're great eaters. I mean, they are one of the best pet snakes. They're
ideal. This is my advertisement for you guys to buy my Brettles pythons because I would love to buy a diamond carpet python.
How much are they?
The like Brettles? $800 for a baby.
Those are not $800. No, they're like $2,000
for adults.
For babies.
Oh my god! No. How much are the Brettles, dude?
Not that much. If I sell them all, I'll be. When I sell them all, I am buying these. That's my next outdoor project. Rock and roll, buddy.
The big ones?
Crazy.
What do you mean?
Are you selling your big Brettles?
No. The babies. Like, the babies. Jesus. No, I would not sell the big ones. Those are my babies. All right, next one.
But you're selling the babies.
Oh, you're so.
You have a smooth brain. No ridges or lumps or valleys or bumps. All ideas slide right off. Like a water slide.
Looks like
smooth
a puppy.
Smooth brain. Smooth.
That for me is like a super underrepresented animal.
Elephant trunk snakes?
Yeah.
Nobody knows insane. How to keep them correctly. Nobody does anything with them correctly. Yeah. But they look like little puppies.
I also don't like... I guess this is personal preference. I would prefer people develop an appreciation for the animals without having to make them cute or cuddly.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, without having to make it so cutesy and so dainty. It's like, it's still a snake. You know, at the end of the day, it's still a snake. It's not like a puppy.
I don't see your problem.
Kitten.
In order he doesn't to make like it the like way more, that they appreciate the animal.
It's because it's more like, oh, we're trying to make it seem like it's a kitten or a lamb or a bunny, you know, and it's like,
that.
And it's not.
Yeah, come
it's
on.
A very superficial admiration for the animal. All they care about is the cute and cuddliness, but they're not involved in, this is a snake. I want to learn about this animal. It's a much more like, oh, it's cute. Scroll.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
that's
it is
fine,
like
though.
Now.
It's
yeah.
okay. I'm not ragging on
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not, like,
it's not my
I'm
preference.
Glad that they like it.
Yeah.
It's again, yeah, I'm with Tino on that one. Like, I am more into the fascination of the animal, more as the admiration of the cuteness.
I think with the way I'm doing my content now, especially on YouTube, I'm going to start, like, if I post some dumb shit like that.
I'm going to call you out on it.
No, for sure. But I would, like, the way I'm going about it, which they might be doing the same exact thing, is like, okay, I'm going to have this reach. The only thing I'm not doing is, like, getting bit on purpose, because I think that's fucking, it just looks dumb. It just looks dumb. Like, what the guy just did, like. Yeah,
no, it wasn't intentional. It's a gecko.
Exactly. That's way different. But the acting part of it, like that, when I get bit, I don't really give a fuck. Like, I'm just
stone face.
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah, like, it happens all the fucking time.
You
I'm
also
not
don't
want
to scare people.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Be able to, like,
I'm just
like, oh, it's nothing.
That's just how it is with me. So I'm gonna keep it real in that way. But sometimes you do things like this, and it reaches new people. And then I want, like, for example, the shorts. I want the shorts to catch the attention of the people. Like, I posted kissing the alligator on his face and all that. By the way, that's in captivity, fuckers. Don't do it in the wild. But you know, like, what I mean. Like, I try to catch people's attention, and then I'm gonna get the full on videos to be more like educational, like this is what this is. So yeah, those people might be able to grab people's attention and maybe teach people about this snake through just making it cute. Yeah. Like, I'd rather have this. I'd rather have this than them trying to get bit. And oh my god! Oh, you're fake as fuck. Like, you just mind you, it gets attention. You just look goofy.
Yeah,
whenever those types of people like are around real people that do this shit, they're just goofy.
The one that we saw, oh my god, where the guy's like, his channel or something is like, hey guys, we get bit by stuff. I'm gonna show you guys this one. This is a green iguana, wild, and he just. And I'm like, oh my god, no way. That's no way dumb. You just did that for views. You're so stupid.
Yeah, and then they do that for the views and shit. And like, I don't know. It makes the animal seem bad. It makes people like, oh, those things bite, this and that. Mind you, they do bite every now and then. But if you're doing it on purpose, you're making that happen.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like before, like, people cared about the animals, how it lived, and then the nature of the animal. Now people are trying to... Instead of making the animal look great, make you look tough because you got bit by a fucking gecko, you got bit by an iguana, you got bit by whatever.
Yeah.
It makes you feel some type of way, but it's like, no, you're like, it's an act.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally an act. It's all fake.
Yeah.
So. Do we have any facts, any cool facts about this elephant trunk snake?
Speaking of which, the guy before, Caveman, he got bit by the gecko. It wasn't intentional, but then he's giving facts. This is not telling you anything. Someone scrolls this, they're like, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't even know
what's a snake. Great example, because he gets bit. Mind you, he's acting the whole fucking time. He does get bit. Whatever. But he's at least talking on the animal.
Yeah.
And getting bit and acting catches people's attention, but with that attention, he's doing something with it.
Yeah.
This is not bad because, again, it's not biting anyone. It's not doing anything. It just looks cute. Yeah. So I got nothing against it.
Eric, you got facts for this elephant trunk snake?
I do.
Tell me.
They are from Southeast Asia. They get fucking huge for what they are.
Yep.
And I almost bought their cousin at Daytona.
Okay.
What's their cousin at Daytona?
The aquatic file snake.
Yeah. Which is
they're
insane.
In the same genus. I'm not very clear on the common name, but
yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. You very ready for a fact?
Yeah.
There was a population in Florida.
Yes, that is true.
What?
Yeah.
Like native or invasive?
Invasive.
Oh, when?
A while ago.
Yeah, a few years back. I know where it's at. It's like a neighborhood in a pond.
Do you think that they're still there?
No.
No.
How do we know that they're not there?
Because it was a whole operation.
They probably raped the hell out of them.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
There you
insane.
Go.
That is insane.
Welcome to Florida, buddy.
Wow.
You're fucking South Floridian people.
I don't do anything. No, we don't. All right, next one. All right. The caption says, when someone pridefully starts telling me about all the lizards they killed when they were younger.
What if... And just hear me out for a second. You shut them.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, last one.
I'd say it's more about snakes. People say that about snakes more often.
Yeah.
I saw this one.
Yeah, this one's cool.
Chris.
Is that the turtle guy?
Yeah. This was for Eric.
You want to know what my life is? You want to know what it's like getting through a day here? Watch. Tortoise.
Iguana.
Goat. Times two. Chicken. Chickens, tortoise, turtle, turtles, baby turtle, idiots, stop hugging your brother, it's weird, man. Hey, look, a tortoise.
Incest.
Terrapin, turtle, tortoise, sleepy tortoise, lizard, turtle, tortoise, turtle, bye, frog,
ugh,
quail, snake, Otis. Water pig.
Water pig.
Water pig is the fiercest one.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Is that your goal, Eric? What is your actual fucking goal with this thing? I feel like you haven't figured this out.
I haven't.
I think this is Eric's hobby. This is not Eric's life.
If I could really, really summarize it, half of Kenan's place.
Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. I don't want to go
including
crazy
mammals stuff. And birds.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't think I'd want to keep a lot of that stuff because that's involved. That's a lot of involved shit.
Okay.
If anything, I would probably just keep some sort of bird of prey or something like
got
that.
Got you.
But I don't know. What?
He's nutted. You're hilarious. He's hilarious with the birds of prey. You know that's the most involved you can be, right?
I know. That's why I'd only get one thing. I'm not going to get koalas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That'd be like my project animal.
You're wild.
Yeah. I guess.
I support you. If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover. All right? And what do we all need? We need supplies. So, we got you covered. head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today. One more time, that's imperialreptiles.com. Use the code REPTILESWITH. Now, on to some comments. We haven't done this in so long.
We have not.
All right. Shut up. All right, this one is shouting out our boy. That Reptiverse guy really is cute. Yo, Eric, dude.
It is Tyler.
Oh, Tyler.
All right.
We love him.
From Geeky Gecko Creations. LOL, love you guys.
I love you too.
We love you too. You're the best. Rock and roll. We're working hard over here.
I kiss you if you're here.
All right, from Matthew Coffee. Talking about coffee, I'm wearing the cold-blooded caffeine shirt today. God. They sent me this. Hey, the Reptiles with Coffee, the strongest coffee.
I'm not saying
the best
joke.
Coffee. Don't say the joke. All right, from Matthew Coffee 2672. I definitely won't be supporting Tino and Chuck anymore. USR support all day.
Question: are you receiving checks from Matthew Coffee 2672?
I was, but not on.
I wasn't getting any support. You weren't giving me anything.
Yeah, for what is the support? Okay. Again, that's what I always love about what I do. Like, what is the support? Like, cancel Chuck by doing what?
Oh, he bought every one of our shirts. He keeps buying the
No. Have you had a coffee, motherfucker?
Yeah, you didn't even buy the fucking Reptiles with Coffee. What the fuck? I hope you didn't unsubscribe, though, because we need you here.
But we did make him think.
Fuck that guy.
He thought enough to be like, you know what? I'm going to post this.
Yeah. All right. DNA Geckos, y'all should have a segment having non-famous people. I think it would be great to be able to talk to you guys and get the average reptile person's perspective.
Look at us. We are the non-famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's got like 100,000 followers on Instagram. This guy's got like maybe half that.
Oh, I'm definitely not half that, bro. What? I got like fucking 7,000.
I got one. 1,000.
Yeah, come no, on, but I do. So, not to like push this so much, but for real, if you're on the Reptiles with Squad Facebook group, the goal is for that to be the place to talk to us so we can have some kind of topics here. Also, I would like to figure out a way to like for people to send in like audio recordings, like just asking us a question, like just like a voice memo so we could play it here on the podcast, discuss that. But the first way to do that is on that Facebook group so we can help build that community. And then once we have enough of that going around, we can have a new segment on the show where we do that. Mm-hmm. So please be on the Reptiles with Squad Facebook group. Again from – no, wait, is this the right one?
Yeah.
That's no, this next one. All right, another one from DNA Geckos. I got so much to say. Jay's show is on Roku. Reptile Royalty is the name. Absolutely. And then it's a barf emoji. Just like his zoo.
Bet. We got to watch it.
Yeah. We were talking about...
I can't have a Roku.
Yeah?
I'd be able to watch
it. Well, yeah, that's where it's at. We were talking about the show, and we were saying that none of us had watched it.
Yeah.
Okay, bet. I'm good.
Now, from Fuck Bonko, but Fuck has a V instead of a U. He said, how doesn't this have more likes? I don't know. Ooh. Fucking like the thing, subscribe, fucking
the fuck is wrong with you,
share with your friends, etc. We're trying to grow this. All right, last comment for today. I don't even know how to say this. Igioto. Igioto, that's your boy?
Hey.
All right, he said.
Hi, Iggy.
This was a great therapy session.
Nice.
I hope it was, man. I hope it was. I feel like I don't know why we always go on these like serious fucking talks sometimes. We talk about our emotions. But we do that and you guys get to know us and it's fun. And then we cry.
We're having so much fun.
Yeah, listen, guys. You guys want to say anything else before we get going? Can we announce anything coming up soon? No, not yet. Something with three letters that we're doing? A project?
Oh, yeah, you can. We can talk about it.
Can we talk
about?
We can
talk about the process of it. Yeah.
Okay. So real quick before we get off, if you've been following us for a long time, you know that there was an episode of this podcast where we were debating some of the laws here in Florida from FWC and whatever USARC or USARC Florida was doing against those laws. And in that episode, Tino, for some fucking reason, couldn't say FWC. He kept saying KFC, 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 KFC. And also in those conversations, Chuck was telling us that hunters are protected because they donate to an organization that helps conservation. So whenever people try to fight against hunters, they're protected because of that organization because they do so much for conservation. So we birthed the idea. We saw those three letters, KFC, and we were like, Keepers for Conservation. And they were like, how do we do something like that? Where keepers can be at a place where we're actively helping organizations through conservation, and we're currently starting the process and working on stuff like that. Anything else you guys want to say about that?
Yeah, we have big dreams for the project. We want to take this a really, really far way. It's going to start with us grabbing a couple organizations local to here, and basically just funneling funds that way, making sure that people are aware of the projects that they're doing, getting people to be involved if they can go ahead and donate directly, donate to us so that we can send those funds over there, and basically just being like an extra social media for these efforts, to be like, hey, you know, this is their platform, but we're also going to share their stuff to our platform so that you guys can also see kind of what they're doing and what we want the reptile community to be doing as a whole.
Yeah, especially right now, this place is like in South Florida. I forgot the name of the place. It's right next
South to
the
Florida.
Zoo.
In Miami-Dade County.
Yeah, they're trying to cut down a very pristine habitat. And a lot of the pet keepers don't know
that. For a water park.
Yeah, for a water park. And a lot of people don't know that within the industry because they are not paying attention to what conservation problems have are out there. And then with things like exposure and sharing all of those things, there's some videos going around about it, and we try to push that as much as possible. But at the same time, there's not a one place to go for all of those things. Like, we can say whatever we want about, FWC is all land developers and shit like that. But what are we doing, right?
Yeah.
So that's usually how I think about it. Like, USR could say whatever they want, but that is a conservation problem right there. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? Nothing. They're not going to stand up and do anything because all they care about is the animals in captivity, like I've always said. So why not make an organization that focuses on the other side?
Mm-hmm. Got you. Eric, you want to say anything about the project? You got any thoughts? No? Cool. All right, I'll end it with this. As important as if you support USARC, USARC Florida, etc., as important as you might think those organizations are, I do find substance in those organizations. This is also equally as important. You know, so it's not about saying that, oh, you should donate to these conservations or you should give money to this organization. Mm-hmm. It's just that we got to figure out a way to be able to offer both. That's all we're trying to do. It's not a competition thing. It's about helping best in all aspects at this point. This was the Reptiles With Podcast.